Today on the Good Glow Health.
The power is in the mess, and the power is in navigating your way through the mess. The power is in mastering your mess.
This is the Good Glow Health, a podcast that will help us understand our health better. I'll talk to experts who will demystify topics like stress, fertility, nutrition, and much more as we take steps to become the healthiest version of ourselves. Since being diagnosed with cancer in my 30s, I made it my priority to educate myself on my health. I discovered creating healthy habits and investing in yourself can lead to wonderful things. I'm so proud to say that this podcast is sponsored by ReproMed. ReproMed understands how daunting it can be to navigate your fertility journey, so it's their mission to put their patients at the center of everything they do. Their world-class team of specialists offer the expertise, empathy, and compassionate care needed to relieve your concerns and guide your decisions. With clinics in Galway, Dublin, Drogheda, and Kilkenny, they are never far away and will do all they can to help you start your family. Check out repromed.ie for more. I cannot wait for you to hear this podcast today. I'm talking to Reiki Master Nicolene Walsh. This is such a powerful and intimate podcast about the ups and downs of life. After dealing with anxiety, Nicolene found healing and growth in Reiki. Today we speak about so much, not only about Reiki, but our struggles, how to navigate the tough times, how important acknowledgement is, how integrating experiences is the ultimate acceptance, how the power is in mastering your mess. I had major goosebumps listening to Nicolene speak. I hope you enjoy this podcast today, and please pass this episode on to someone who may need to hear these words today. And if you enjoy it, please leave me a review. The Good Glow Wellness Program is now live. Based around my pillars of self-care, I've teamed up with experts in their fields to take us through the ways in which we can take better care of ourselves. And we've just made the lectures and the Q&As available as audio files. So if you'd prefer to listen to the course while out for a walk or in your garden, you can do that now. So you can use the code JOY for 10% off. Nicolene, you've been on such a journey over the last few years. Tell us a little bit about how you got to this point, this chapter of your life.
So basically it started around 2018, and I was kind of going through my own challenges, and I was looking for ways to support myself, ultimately heal myself. And I was guided to try a Reiki treatment with a lady called Jan Cole in Carrick Mines. And basically I'd been to the doctors and the doctor had said, "You're stressed out." And I thought, is he having a laugh? Like, I don't do stress. So I was a bit in denial. And then it progressed from, oh, well, it's more than stress now. You're depressed. And I thought, here, it's April Fool's Day. Like, I don't do depression. So I found anyway, Jan Cole, because I was looking up, you know, healthy, holistic ways of healing myself. And from the minute I walked into Jan's space, it's like something happened, and it was like the voice in my head just went, you were meant to be here. You're meant to meet this person. Further on down the line, she would be one of my mentors. And as I progressed, I did the first level Reiki, and it helped me a lot. It helped me a lot to understand that basically your challenges are is part of like your purpose. So, you know, the areas that you get challenged in potentially is your calling. It's your soul's purpose, your soul's contract. So that was the start. And it's interesting because originally when I did the first level Reiki course, she obviously knew way more than she was letting on. And she said to me, oh, you know, would you ever treat other people, you know? And I was like, no, I'm just doing it right now for myself and I can do it for my family, but it's all about me right now. Fast forward last year and I experienced a bit of a challenge again, then like a bit of anxiety started creeping back in. Like the same thing again, I reached out to a lady, Patricia Lachlan. And by God, from going into her, it was like the same feeling again. This is your teacher. This is where you're meant to be. Within 3 weeks of seeing Patricia Lachlan, I knew why I was anxious. And I was like on the M50. I just started getting like flashes of some childhood memories because I was starting to get anxious on the M50. So that's why I reached out to Patricia. And by the third session, yeah, I was on the M50, driving my car, feeling a bit anxious. And I was like, here we go. I better not have a panic attack. And then I got some flashes of memories of me being in a car with my grandmother in Africa and her driver. And we're passing by some road collisions, some road accidents. And it's a truck with some dead bodies like lying on the side of the road. And straight away, I knew that this is why you're anxious. But this was a memory from under the age of 7. Mm. And then it was like, well, that's not happening right now. You're not a little girl anymore. You're an adult. You're safe. And the anxious feeling started to go down. And the following day, when I was on the road again, I noticed that, Jesus, I don't feel anxious anymore. So, like, there's talk therapy where you can go and you talk and it takes a while, I feel, to get to the root cause of things. But what I love about Reiki is that, yes, there is an element of talk therapy in it, but it's able to bring things to the surface for you to be able to acknowledge and clear. So the anxiousness that was coming up was an unprocessed emotion or emotions of the younger version of me. Mm. And as an adult, being able then to bring that up and being able to acknowledge it and to integrate it back into my system, that got rid of the anxiety. Mm. But what was the main tool for that? Reiki. Getting the Reiki treatments. As I said, by the third treatment, my root cause of my anxiety had been revealed and I was able to process it.
When you talk about Reiki and everything that it's brought to your life, for somebody who knows nothing about it, what is it?
So I guess, like, I can start with, you know, the word Reiki. You know, what does it mean? And it's actually broken into two words. So it's Rei, which is spirit or spiritual, and Ki, which is universal life force. Now, you might have heard of Ki as Qi in China or Prana for India. But ultimately, it's universal life force energy. Now, where did it come from? So it came from Japan. So the person who's credited for discovering Reiki is a Japanese man called Mikai Usu. But the thing about history is that back then it was passed orally and it wasn't written down. But the main thing that comes up is that he is the one who's credited for discovering Reiki in the late 1800s. And then he starts teaching it and passing it on in the early 1900s. So who is this Japanese man? So basically, he was a spiritual person, and it is said that, you know, while he discovered it, he was struggling to live, basically. And it is said that he wanted to make sure that he taught this healing techniques properly. So he decided to meditate, and he ended up going to Mount Karama and fasted and meditated for 21 days. And it's said that on the 21st day of him fasting, while meditating, a bright light came into his forehead, into his system, and the pain subsided. So it's said then that he meditated and he came up with the five Reiki principles then. So the five Reiki principles are: just for today, don't worry. Just for today, don't get angry. Just for today, be grateful. Just for today, be kind to yourself and others. Just for today, be honest in your work, or work honestly. So that's kind of like where Reiki, you know, where Reiki has come from.
When you said that, you know, you originally went to Reiki to help yourself, and now you've gotten to the point where, you know, you have a practice and you are helping other people. How did it get to that point?
It's like in the last kind of year, I've like been fast-tracked. That's kind of one way of describing it. But when I look at my journey and the different things that I have experienced, it was always leading up to this. Mm. Even when I was working in Microsoft or in Dell, all those experiences are serving me now in my practice. It's like the wiser side of my system has been woken up through Reiki. The wiser side of me is able to connect with people, meet them in between, not be looking at things as bad experience, good experience. It's an experience. And understanding that, like, each person has a soul contract, you know, or a soul purpose or soul purposes. And it's when you fall in line with that, it's magic.
Mm. When you say all experiences are just that, experiences, and I used to feel kind of uncomfortable saying that cancer wasn't the worst thing that happened to me, because I used to think people will judge me for that. You know, I think in Ireland, if something bad happens to you, you're meant to sweep it under the carpet and never talk about it again and just move on and ignore it.
Yeah.
But I felt like I really needed to like accept it and acknowledge it in order to get to the next phase in my life. So when you say that all experiences are just that, experiences, how can someone, I suppose, move through a bad time and take, is it a case of taking the positives with you and leaving the negatives behind, or how do we navigate that?
What I learned is we like to use the word letting go a lot. And what I've learned is that the ultimate letting go is integrating your experiences. And when you are able to integrate the experience, that is where you expand more. And that's where you are able to meet other experiences a little bit more open. Like people talk about lessons. Oh, you know, that was a lesson, or, you know, what did you learn there? And there are elements of that, but it's about, the experience has come. It's come for a reason. And as kind of a bit out there as it sounds, I can only speak about my experiences. And when I speak about my experiences, like if I look at my relationship with my mum, it's not great. But I've been able to say to myself, she did what she did, or she is who she is based on her experiences. So when you hear people saying, oh, they don't know any better, that is true, because based on that experience or the experiences that they've had, they're functioning within that. And they could be functioning to the highest level within that. So it would be good to acknowledge it. And there is a big element of understanding, but you don't have to agree.
Mm.
And so that's what I've learned in my journey. And the other thing I learned as well, which was very releasing, or it helped to integrate my experiences even further, is if you're challenged with, and I'm just saying mother, if you're challenged in your relationship with your mother, for you to deny your mother is for you to deny a part of yourself, because you exist partly because she carried you for X, you know, 9 months. And it's the same with your father. So it's about acknowledging and allowing that integration to happen. So that's why I put it to like your experience. The ultimate letting go is integrating it.
Mm.
I don't feel that the soul is, this is me, I'm going to talk about me, because then people might think, oh, like, that's not how I feel or whatever. So for me, my soul is looking at experiences as opportunities. Opportunities to expand, opportunities to be better. Let's be real. If we look at things as good experience, bad experience, ultimately, as a human being, you're going to look for the good experience only. But there is balance. And when do you learn the most? You learn the most actually through technically your bad experience. But it's all experiences, and you're going to be picking things from it anyway. So sometimes the label that we give, I don't think it's right, because my soul is looking for experiences to learn and to grow, to expand. And when I say expand, it's like for me, when I use the word expand, it's that the light within me will shine brighter because of the experiences that I've had. And if I haven't experienced technically the bad stuff, let's say, or the good stuff, I'm not shining my light as bright. Does that make sense?
Mm, absolutely. So
it's about you expanding and you being bright, and you then being able to light other people's candles, let's say, if we're talking about, you know, that you are a light. And if we go back to me talking about light, if you look at energy, you know, you have the likes of Albert Einstein, and he's like famously says, don't quote me on this now because it's not exactly, but the general gist is that he basically said that everything is energy. And, you know, if you match that frequency, that's what you're going to get. And it fits into, you know, people attracting certain people into their lives, because the reality is that they're vibrating, or their frequency is at a certain level. So of course they're going to attract those other people that have those vibrations or frequencies. And science-wise, if you look at energy, it boils down really to a different variations of light with like various like laws with it. So me sitting here saying you're here to expand, and it's in regards to your light, that's where that fits in, because we're energy beings. Mm. So we're light beings, basically. The star is energy. The whole universe is full of energy. And we're all vibrating at different levels. So that's why it started to make a little bit more sense to me that sometimes people talk about, I can see auras, or I can see angels. Those individuals possess that ability. By the way, I believe everybody possesses that ability. It's got to do with how you're vibrating.
Mm.
And I believe that those, you know, beings, they do exist, but not everybody sees them because we're not vibrating at their levels. And sometimes people on this earth are able to see them because they vibrate at that level. So that's why they are able to see them. Well, that's my theory anyway.
I think throughout this season, there's been a bit of a theme of whispers. And I listened to an amazing podcast from Oprah on Super Soul Conversations about whispers. And I suppose I could never really articulate how I was feeling before 2017. And I think, you know, there was all these signs or whispers that I was just on the wrong path a little bit, that I wasn't looking after myself as I should. So when somebody comes to you and they say, you know, my gut is just telling me that something isn't right, should we acknowledge those feelings? What should we do?
Definitely acknowledge, because there is a knowing part of you. You know, some might associate it with like gut instincts. Some might associate it with my heart is telling me, you know, but it's the knowing part of you. That is the one that is trying to communicate with you. I believe that everybody, you know, has an inner healer. And basically the Reiki energy, all it does is that it taps into that. And you're the one who heals yourself, yes, with a bit of support from that energy. But you're the one who does the work, really. But I guess kind of going back to, do you listen to that side of yourself? I'd like to think yes, and I'm relating it back to myself, because going into the Reiki world, that was the knowing part of me saying, go into this world. And I listened, and look at where I am now. There's also the knowing part of you that, or sometimes people call it instincts, where you can, you know, sense that, oh, it's this person is a little bit off. So that's the knowing part of you connecting with somebody else. You know, sometimes you have moments where you might go into a certain space and you're not really feeling the space. That's the knowing part of you giving you the message, get out of there.
Mm.
And if you listen to that, the knowing part of you, or you can call it your instincts, that's, you know, that's there, and it serves a purpose. And the more you listen to that side of yourself, I feel that that's where your connections with your soul, you know, is a bit stronger then. I think that the way the world is, we're getting brainwashed to have a certain house, live in a certain area, have a certain job. Those are external factors. But if you're able to kind of go within and kind of listen to like the knowing part of yourself, you will start to see that it's not all about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, money helps. Yes, the house is lovely, all that. But ultimately, what I'm seeing is that when you're in line with your soul purpose, that tends to fall in place anyway. I actually, when I was doing my last course, it really stood out to me personally that each one of us is here to thrive and serve. We're not here to survive. where here I feel that I'm here to thrive and serve. And the thriving and serving go hand in hand, because when I thrive, my light is brighter. And when I serve through Reiki, I affect people in a positive way. Sure, that's a win-win.
Mm.
No amount of money can buy that, those
the contentment that brings.
Yeah. So that's kind of where my stance is. And then my other kind of stance is, as a mother of three children, they're all quite unique. And that's perfect, because sure, we are all unique in our own ways. And the gift of Reiki for me as a mother has been invaluable, because over the pandemic, you know, I have been able to give my kids Reiki healing sessions. And it definitely brings another skill set to the table. I'm not saying that, like, oh, as a mother, you know, I believe you should do this, you should do that. It's not about that. It's about, I say this a lot, you know, we're all like Mary Poppins, and she opens her bag and different tools are popping out, and it's exciting, and a certain tool can be applied for you to get through a certain situation. And ultimately, the more tools you have in your bag, or the more versatile those tools are in your bag, sure, no, it doesn't matter what comes your way, you're going to open the bag and you're going to be able to work through a situation. So I guess what I'm saying is that for me, Reiki is a tool
mm-hmm.
that I now have in my bag, and I can use that tool. And I love that tool because it's simple, it's natural, it's not affecting anybody negatively. And one of the things I'm in awe of Reiki is that you don't need to believe. Doesn't matter who comes into a Reiki practitioner, they don't have to believe in it. It's still going to work with you, and you're going to get what it is that you're meant to get in that moment, in that time. So I like that about that.
I'll get back to that conversation in just a sec. With everything going on in my life at the moment, I'm honoured to team up with ReproMed this season. I've learned more about ReproMed and what they do over the past couple of years. They pride themselves in taking a personal interest in your care, regardless of where you are on your fertility journey. ReproMed.ie is packed full of information on TSI, IUI, IVF, egg donation, fertility preservation, and more. A consultation with their team, which you can book on ReproMed.ie, will provide you with everything you need to know about treatment options in a supportive, honest environment. Now, back to my conversation.
I love what you said there, Nicolene, just about the tools, because I think we feel guilty sometimes for looking after ourselves and maybe going on a self-care journey, because there's a million other things you could be doing while you're sitting there meditating or going out for a jog. The dishwasher's full, it's a pile of ironing. But when you say that about the tools, so the things that I've learned about myself over, you know, the last few years, the biggest thing for me has been when I feel low, I go outside and I feel better. It is so simple. It took me years and years to understand this. And I think that it was time gave me that, because I never noticed before because I was zooming around at 100 miles an hour. So when I stopped and when I had time and when I thought about things, I started to notice that going outside, I would feel better. Going up to the healing forest, you know, going for a walk with my mum, whatever it was. So when you're saying you've got the toolkit, then when Pia may be feeling a little bit under the weather, she's a little bit ratty, you know, as all toddlers can be from time to time, we're straight out the door. So I've learned that, and now I'm giving that to my child. So I think for anyone listening who is a little bit maybe intimidated to go on a self-care journey or feels guilty, the things that you learn along the way, you're going to bring that to your family, and that is priceless.
Yeah, no, definitely. And you said it very beautifully. It's basically when you rise, people around you rise mm-hmm. with you. That's kind of one way of looking at it. But yes, like, I mean, to be able to, you know, acknowledge that when I'm outside, I feel better, and to pass that on to your children. I mean, I think gold star.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it doesn't always go that way that you're able to do that, but yes, when you're able to work on yourself and give yourself the time, you can't help but expand. You know, you can't, it's not impossible, like, not to expand. It happens naturally. You expand, you understand a bit more. You are able to receive certain experiences a bit more. You're able to spot things before it comes. You can see, you know, body languages, all that. I mean, that's how you're able to, you're more agile and able to meet things and navigate your way through it. I suppose that's kind of how I'd be looking at it with the Reiki tool for me.
When you say that, you know, Reiki is your life purpose and you're stepping into that, is there self-doubt along the way?
Oh God, of course there is. I do worry sometimes that, like, my four-year-old has started saying, "Mom, you are Reiki master." And I'm like, oh gosh, how's that going to go when he starts school? Are they going to understand, or are they going to be like, hello, that's an odd little boy talking about Reiki. His mum is a Reiki master. What is that about? So there is concerns there for me personally. And also when I'm doing my Reiki sessions, if things are like coming through, yes, I'm like, oof, right, okay, am I meant to say something? Am I not? You know, is it what I'm seeing? Is it really what I'm seeing? So there is a doubt. There is doubt there. I'm not going to lie and say there isn't. But I think that that's part of it. And I think that that reins you in. I think that that it serves a purpose, and it's a way to check in with yourself. And, you know, for me, I won't say things unless I kind of see it at least three times. And then I'll, you know, part with the information. But I also get like a sense, my intuitive side gets a sense of it's time for these words to be used, or
yeah,
it's not time for these words. So I'm intuitively guided with whoever comes into my space. And it's within the last kind of year, 2 years, that I've actually started to understand why certain people come into my space. And it is basically because my frequency, my vibrations is of that who has experienced anxiety and depression and is now able to support other people who are experiencing that, or any kind of challenges as a mother with children that have gone through, you know, some mental health challenges. That's my vibration and my frequency. So that's what is coming into my space. So it makes sense with Albert Einstein saying, basically match that frequency and that's what you're going to
yeah.
get.
And when somebody comes to you for a session, so I went last Friday for my first ever Reiki session, and I loved it. I feel like there were two things happened. Number one, you should be a life coach. And number two, you are an amazing Reiki master. But whatever happened within that hour and a half that I was there, I left and I felt like I was recharged. I felt like I had a pep in my step. I believed in myself a little bit more. What can people expect when they come to you?
Everybody, anyone that comes into my space, I feel hand on heart that I will serve them very well. And even as I say that, I'm getting chills. But that is part of my calling. Now, when I say it's part of my calling, I know that there is more. But right now, I've definitely fallen in line with one of my purposes, let's say. I remember my teacher, Patricia, she said something along the lines of your mess is basically where you're going to thrive. And I remember at the time going, jobbers, where do I start? But yes, you know, she hit the nail on the head. Your mess is where, when you learn to master your mess and make sense of that, that's where you're definitely able to shed some light in regards to other people and what they may be experiencing. And the most interesting thing that I've noticed is that people come into your space at various levels of their journey where they do want to do something about it, or they just want to sort themselves out. So that's what I've been noticing. Mm. And
isn't it great to know that you can get help with your mess? You know, that you don't have to suffer in silence. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I feel like, you know, you can feel like a prisoner in your own body and your own thoughts. And you don't have to feel like that. I thought cancer would take hold of me forever, that I would live in fear for the rest of my life, that I would never smile the same way again, that it would take my personality, that I'd never laugh the same way, in the same carefree way. But I have done that by sorting out my mess with the help of other people, because I never, ever could have done it alone.
Yeah, and it resonates a lot with me because, you know, when I look at my relationship with my mom, out of that kind of mess, I gained so much. And there's always balance, as hard as it may be to believe. My aunt Josephine, God sent to me, and I'm going to try not to cry, but like when I was 17, my headspace was not very good. And I went to live with her. And for the first time, I actually learned, you know, what it was to be hugged, what it was to be loved and accepted. And it's interesting because my mum and sister come from the same family. But you do need help. And when you do get the help, it's amazing where you can go. But the power is in the mess, and the power is in navigating your way through the mess. The power is in mastering your mess. My relationship with my daughter, I always strive to be a certain way with her. So the mess has served me very well. Mm-hmm. You know, with having panic attacks, lying on my kitchen floor, mastering that, that's my mess again. Mm. My mess. And being able to master it, and being told that I'm depressed and being in denial about it, another mess and mastering it and sitting here today knowing that really it doesn't matter what comes your way experience-wise. When you rise to the occasion, that's where true power lies. And being able to overcome, being able to master those feelings, that's where I'm now able to serve.
I've goosebumps because there's so much I want to say here. First of all, I think, haven't we all been on the floor, if not physically, like emotionally? We've all felt that rock bottom feeling. And to know, and this is why I love podcasts and talking about these things, because we're all at different stages, you know. At the moment, I feel really in flow and happy, but I've definitely been on the floor. And for someone who may be on the floor at the moment, to know that there is light, there is a way through. And, you know, just to, I suppose, is it ask for help?
Yes, definitely. And even when you are on the floor, you're still a light. It's the people that you link in with, they help your light to shine brighter. And I feel that for me, yes, when I was on the floor in my kitchen, you know, floor that day, I thought, my God, I'm having a heart attack here. I'm dying. And my, you know, my sister Ashlyn talking to me, she was lighting my light in that moment. And, you know, working through that experience. And it's interesting because sometimes for me, it's like there's a bit of a denial. It's like, is this really happening? Like, is this for real? Is this a joke? You know, this is, I don't need this. And there for me, there are definitely elements of that, and also elements of why me? But that's where you're in powerless mode. But that gear can change. There are lots of gears. You can be in the gear of victim mode. I am a victim. Everything is happening to me. Or, you know, that's also like the powerless mode as well. I can't do anything about this, so on and so forth. And then there is the powerful mode. Yes, this is happening to me, but guess what? I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to get through this. It's also about your motivators. Throughout my journey, different people have motivated me at different times, or different things has motivated me at different times. But the one solid thing for me, really, that's motivating me is my children. I really get motivated by my children, particularly by my eldest daughter, Tegan. I just want to be better. She definitely inspires, challenges, and motivates me. And she really has helped me. All my children help me in different ways, but she has really helped me to understand mother-daughter relationships. And yes, there's definitely more to come.
And you obviously feel now that you have come to a place where you have the energy to help others. Is that what you mean by serve?
Yes, it's yes, I definitely feel that I am at a stage of my journey where I feel that I am in a position to definitely be able to give back, let's say. And it's not for me to be like, oh, I went through this and now I've got all the answers and this is what you do. No, it's not about that at all. It's about if you're experiencing certain things, if you're drawn into my space, let's work together. That's it. And then the rest happens.
Nicolene, I'm going to leave all of your details in the show notes for this episode. So if people want to find you, they can. Thank you so much for today. I could talk to you all day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Good Glow Health with thanks to ReproMed. If you did enjoy this conversation, I would appreciate so much if you left me a review, and thank you so much for tuning in. This season of the podcast will be brought to you every Monday and Thursday over the next 4 weeks. So thanks again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you on Thursday.